Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast. February horoscope for Libra Moon Sign. General, this month career will be on the downside, but in terms of love, things are favorable. Singles may find true love and start a new relationship. Married people may feel uncomfortable for some financial reason. On the family front, you should try to uphold peace. Things might be slightly favorable in finances. During this month, the inflow of money may increase slowly. Try to plan your spending and cut down on expenses. On the business front, entrepreneurs may strike some big deals. Students may spend enough time on their studies and be successful. Planetary movements might keep you healthy. If you are middle-aged or above, then beware of getting some minor health issues. Career. There is very little progress in professional prospects this month, and this may upset you. Despite a lot of hard work, there is little possibility of seeing gains. In fact, you may find it hard to get things done at work, with those under you not very compliant and those above you not lending you their ear. Your leadership qualities may not serve you this month to complete your pending tasks. Love relationships. Money matters may cause you to have misunderstanding with your partner, at least till the latter half of the month. After that, those financial troubles will make way for golden opportunities. Your spouse will be happy about you buying some gifts for him or her this month. This month, romantic prospects look promising as you spend some valuable time with your darling. You may go out for dinner and express your emotions openly. Divine technique for marital harmony, Mars Puja. Finances. Due to your leadership skills, there may be a marginal increase in the inflow of money this week. Your finances may remain stable and you may not have any major losses. Your expenses may increase, but you may have a good bank balance, so you won't have a credit crunch. You and your family will be happy to see the increase in your finances, as this means access to luxuries and comforts. Divine technique to improve your finances, Jupiter Puja. Health. This month, planets are boosting your immunity and your health seems to be good. Your strength and stamina will be good. Even if you fall ill, you may recover soon. But pay enough attention to your diet and also do some physical exercise daily. This can help you stay fit in good health. Middle-aged people need to be more careful in their diet. Divine technique to improve your health, Sun Puja. Business. A successful business requires your mind to be very sharp and intelligent. Your mind will remain busy thinking of some family issues this month. During the latter half of the month, your mind will become clear and you will be able to think of your business deals properly and negotiate technically, complete tasks easily. Eventually, you will make clear decisions regarding the big projects. Professionals. This month, you will use your intellectual skills to complete all your work on time. You may not give attention to your family as you will be spending time in the office or at work, and this can lead to some work-life imbalance. Your intelligence will be showcased at work this month. Do not forget your family who supported you through thick and thin. Divine technique to improve your career, Mercury Puja. Student. At the beginning of the month, students may have some problems but may slowly make good progress. Students will focus on their studies and may spend enough time with their books. During the month, students might be able to experience success. Those in the final year of graduation might learn new subjects and improve their chances of getting a job. Divine technique to improve your education, Saturn Puja. Auspicious dates. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 16, 17, 12, 13, 14, 21, 22, 24, 27. Inauspicious dates 4, 5, 6, 7, 15, 18, 19, 20, 23, 25, 26, 28. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.